This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-storey flats for members of parliament at Baba Kadak Singh Marg, New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said around 350 new MP houses have been built so far since 2014. He said between 2004 and 2014, not a single new MP residence was built. Mr. Modi said MPs from different states will live together in these houses, which reflects the vision of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. Mr. Modi highlighted that in this multi-storey building, more than 180 members of parliament will be able to reside together, and these new residences also have an important economic aspect.
2014 se ab tak in flats ko milakar kareeb 350 sansad awas banaye gaye hain. Yani ek baar ye awas ban gaye tab janta ka bhi paisa bach raha hai. Saathiyo 21vi sadi ka Bharat jitna viksit hone ke liye adheer hai utna hi samvedanshil bhi hai.
Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over various issues. When the Rajya Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh tried to run the zero hour. The opposition members raised the issue of special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar and other matters. As the pandemonium continued, the deputy chairman adjourned the house till 2 p.m. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Lok Sabha also. When the house assembled at 11 a.m., the opposition parties started a protest, demanding discussion on the issue of a special intensive revision. The speaker adjourned the house till 2 p.m. The BJP today accused the Congress of spreading lies and making baseless allegations against the electoral process of the country. Addressing a press conference today in New Delhi, Union Education Minister and senior BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said the Congress sometimes questions about transparency in EVMs and sometimes rakes up issues related to the elections in Haryana and Maharashtra. He alleged that their continuous political defeats have pushed them into a state of political bankruptcy. Talking about the Special Intensive Revision SIR, Mr. Pradhan said this is not happening for the first time as it is a regular exercise of the Election Commission to update the voter list.
Koi spashta mudda haath mein nahi hai, koi niti nahi hai, ek reactionary फोर्स के नाते ये लोग अपने राजनीतिक कार्यकलाप बना रहे हैं. पहले इन्होंने ईवीएम को मुद्दा बनाया था, फिर राफेल पे झूठ बोले, फिर सीमा के ऊपर चाइना के साथ हमारी डिस्प्यूट को चाइना के साथ दिए, भारत की सेना को, भारत की संप्रभुता को इन्होंने प्रश्न उठाया, जिसके बारे में न्यायपालिका ने शायद आजाद भारत में कोई राजनीतिक व्यक्तित्व के ऊपर इतनी कटु टिप्पणी दिया होगा कि आखिर बताओ आप है किसके साथ.
Meanwhile, the opposition MPs today staged a protest march from Parliament House complex to the office of the Election Commission against the special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. The members demanded the rollback of SIR in Bihar. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and party leader Rahul Gandhi, NCP SCP Chief Sharad Pawar, SP Chief Akhilesh Yadav, JMM leader Mahua Majhi, TMC MP Derek O'Brien, among others, took part in the protest. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced that Australia will formally recognise the State of Palestine at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in September, marking a significant shift in the nation's foreign policy. This decision aligns Australia with countries like France, Britain and Canada, which have also signalled their intent to recognise Palestinian statehood. The Deputy Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency is set to visit Iran today. Iran's Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi said the visit aims to hold talks in future cooperation under a new framework approved by Iran's parliament in June this year. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains in afternoon trade. Among thematic indices at the Nifty, defence stocks were outperforming, rising over 1%, while among sectoral indices, Realty and PSU banks were leading the gains. And with that, we end this news bulletin.